Today from the Ohio Newsroom, growing Ohio's food resilience. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. There are more than 70,000 farms sprawled across Ohio, but a lot of that corn, soybeans, and wheat doesn't stay within the community it's grown, or even within the state. It makes a long journey across the country and sometimes overseas. An influx of federal funding hopes to shorten its route and keep the economic and nutritional benefits inside local communities. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
A family of four roams the small aisles of a food store in Steubenville. Kids zip past the mounds of produce, paper bags of flour, and jars of spices to check off their grocery list. But while the family errand may feel like a weekly shop at a Giant Eagle or a Kroger, something sets this store apart. The majority of the products here are locally grown and sourced. Gregory Damari is the founder of the Grocery Box, and today he's working the register as well.
Get it back to that?
Yeah. Damari says he opened the Steubenville store to meet a need. There weren't any fresh food offerings in the city's downtown. You needed transportation to get to produce. It's a couple of miles to the nearest supermarket. The city center is what the USDA considers a food desert.
I think it's an area that has kind of been forgotten about and really abandoned for decades. This isn't a place that someone's going to come in and create jobs and save us, but it's somewhere that we can really make a difference ourselves.
That mission keeps Damari going despite the struggles. He says profits are slim to none, and he knows his lone storefront is not a complete solution.
How our economy is set up, there's going to be a need for Kroger for a long time, but we'd love to see more business being directed to small businesses, to farmers and families who live here.
He believes that connecting consumers to food grown close to their communities can make a difference. Tom Redfern agrees. He's with the nonprofit Rural Action, and he wants more Ohio communities to adopt Damari's model. He says locally sourced food is not only often more nutritious, it's more reliable. He says the pandemic's supply chain woes highlighted the flaws in relying on far-flung producers.
So how do we reshape the food system regionally?
The USDA recently invested $40 million in creating an Appalachian Regional Food Business Center to do just that. It's one of 12 centers across the U.S. that will aim to bridge the gap between farmer and foodie. And it comes at a crucial time. A recent survey showed that nearly half of local grocers in rural Ohio were concerned about their ability to remain afloat in 5 years. Through the program, Rural Action will dole out the grants to businesses like the Grocery Box to help them expand capacity. Here's Redfern again.
It's making a more resilient food system, where the economic impact of the food dollars will stay closer to home.
But it won't just help consumers. Redfern says the investments will also aid farmers like Megan Kravaniak. She's one of the small eastern Ohio producers that supplies the Grocery Box. Prior to its opening, she says selling locally was difficult.
Putting everyone and everything into my truck and going to farmers market, setting up, and there's no guarantee that people are going to come buy, especially if it's raining, you know?
Now, the Grocery Box gives her a more consistent option and more choices for the community she serves.
Coming from their neighbor and benefiting their town directly, you know, kind of keeping that circle as small as possible.
That's why she grows in the first place. It started as a way to just feed her family. Now, she hopes to see that same self-reliance within her community. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Steubenville.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.